Welcome back, joined now by Matt Lyons, the Director of Conservation for Long Beach Water. Matt, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
You're in charge of conservation, so give us the poop on what homeowners and residents can do to conserve water.
Well, if I can first try and inspire them with an explanation as to why they should conserve, I think that's really important for people to understand that it is important. And we want to conserve for water reliability. We want to conserve to improve the environment for our own quality of life and our own homes and these kinds of reasons. So with respect to the water reliability, when we conserve water during normal years and wet years, your water agencies have invested a lot of money in infrastructure that allows us to store that water that we're conserving.
Sure.
And we can pull that out. It's like a bank. And then in the dry years, when we're short on water, we can just pull that water out of the bank, if you will, so we don't have water shortages. So that's a very important reason to conserve. Another couple of reasons to conserve are have to do with the environment. Obviously, if we aren't taking a lot of water out of rivers and streams, some of it stays in the rivers and streams, and that's good for the environment.
Sure.
And then downstream, especially for Long Beach, when people conserve water, especially like landscape irrigation, when they don't have so much runoff from their landscape into the street, into the storm drains, carrying lawn clippings and fertilizers and that sort of thing out into our coastal zone, then of course it's good for our environment here in Long Beach. And of course it's good for Long Beach to set an example for the other 36 upstream cities.
You bet.
Where their runoff pollutes our coastal zone.
But so, and then in landscaping your home, and you've brought some pictures of this, you can really not only have a beautiful home, but you also can be conserving. So let's take a look at a couple of photographs of California-friendly landscaping.
And you can learn a lot about this. We'll talk about some opportunities for you to get educated about this and opportunities on our website where people can learn about this kind of landscape on their own if they like.
So this first photograph is a demonstration garden at your Long Beach facility.
Exactly. And one of the nice things about this, as opposed to a grass lawn, is these landscapes require almost no water whatsoever, and they're very low on maintenance, and they require almost no fertilizers and pesticides.
And this is a home with...
This is fire station number 4.
Fire station.
Exactly.
God bless the firefighters. Look at that.
That's beautiful.
And those are all drought-friendly, California-friendly. Drought resistant.
And the firefighters love it because it requires almost no maintenance. And it looks nice. It blooms most of the year long.
And here's a home which has a wooden deck, so you don't need landscaping where the wood is. And then you have a beautiful landscaping, and this is all for the cause.
Exactly. And it's so much more functional, that landscape, than a grass lawn might be.
Now, Long Beach Water, and I visited the website before doing the show, has a wonderful website with all kinds of resources, and just walk us through the website, which is longbeachwater.org.
You can find out all about the Long Beach Water Department by going to this website. I'm particularly hopeful people will go there to find out about water conservation. And we have a simple button you can click on our website, Water Conservation.
Okay.
And when you do that, you'll get a menu of options, and one is residential rebates. And there you'll find that we have a $75 rebate for ultra low flush toilets, $180 rebate for high efficiency toilets, an $80 rebate for the smart timers to help you with your landscape irrigation.
Beautiful.
And other rebates as well. It's fantastic.
And then landscaping we just talked about.
That's exactly right. And and if you click on the beautiful Long Beach grants, that is grants for nonprofits and public agencies where they use the money to create demonstration gardens so the residents of Long Beach can go about and see different examples of what they might want to do to replace some of their grass lawn.
Very good.
Another really important program that we've created is something called the e-watering update. And from our website, you can click on e-notify and then click on e-watering update. And we created this because it's real difficult for those of us with landscape to know, well, this week, how much should I water? And, well, it got cooler. Should I turn on my sprinklers for less minutes or more minutes? How should I be irrigating?
So this gives you real-time updates on what you should be doing.
Exactly. You subscribe, and we send you emails recommending how much to increase or decrease your irrigation whenever it's necessary to do that. And you can unsubscribe whenever you like.
Okay,
a free
finally,
service.
You have classes, and you can call up Long Beach Water, 570-2300, to join a class. You have a plant sale at City College in April. And you're involved with the Surf Rider Foundation.
Exactly. And the plant sale, by the way, is the biggest fundraiser for the Community College Horticulture Program, which is a fantastic program teaching young kids, actually launching them in their careers for landscape design, landscape maintenance, and construction.
So, Kevin, conservation is an important part of the portfolio, as
you
mentioned.
Absolutely, and I think you've sensed from Matt that this is a big thing for us, and we're real sincere about it, and we really want to work with the community on this. This is the kind of thing where we've got a lot of ideas, but there's people out there watching your show today that have some good ideas, and we want to hear from them as well.
So. That's fair. And it makes people part of the solution.
Absolutely.
Empowering,
it's really exciting.
Empowering our residents, mm-hmm. which we love. Okay, we'll be back with the remaining portions of our show after these messages.
The Port of Long Beach, one of the region's largest construction contractors, has work for businesses big and small. The SBE, or Small Business Enterprise Program, was established by the Board of Harbor Commissioners in 2004 to boost the local economy. Through this program, small businesses get a chance at big port contracts in the areas of construction, environmental consulting, engineering and architectural services, and more. To learn more, log on to www.polb.com or call 562-590-4146.
Welcome to Papa Lucci's, a place where beautiful food is simply prepared and shared with family and friends. Our dinner menu consists of a wide selection of seafood, chicken, and pasta dishes that are both tasty and reasonably priced. For more than 14 years, Papa Lucci's has provided an excellent dining experience, and our service can't be beat. We're family-owned and operated and conveniently located in Belmont Shore. For one of the most basic and satisfying pleasures of life, come to Papa Lucci's.
Sometimes you just need a good lawyer. Sometimes life is complicated, unfair, or you may be wrongfully accused. Hi, I'm Rich Poland. I've been helping people in Long Beach for over 25 years. You've already taken me into your home. I'm on the back of your big phone book. I've helped your kids reach the table. I've even held the door open for you. The State Bar has certified me as a criminal law specialist. I'm here to help because sometimes you just need a good lawyer.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best tasting coffee, freshly roasted every day right in the store. Plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember, Polly's. 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
Welcome back. We are really fortunate in Long Beach to have a first-rate operation like Long Beach Water. It's been my observation that parts of the city that work the best are those that are independent agencies with commissions such as Long Beach Water, Long Beach Transit, also the port. But Long Beach Water is recognized throughout the water community as being a first-rate operation. And congratulations to you, Kevin, and your staff and Matt for bringing this to Long Beach. And final words to our viewers.
Well, as you can tell, Art, we're having a lot of fun. Yeah. We enjoy this stuff. This, you know, Matt's heart's in it, my heart's in it, and it makes it all worthwhile. You know, we feel like we're a part of the community, and we really enjoy what we're doing.
Okay.
And that's what makes coming to work a lot of fun.
And Matt, I'm sure you'd have three words for our viewers: conserve, conserve, conserve.
Exactly. You took the words out of my mouth.
Okay. Thank you both, gentlemen, for joining us on this special water show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And please join us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and Laserfish. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.